时间过得很快啊，我们很快
flies.
很快就来到最后一堂。
Time flies, and how quickly we have arrived at the last session.
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是你这个归心如箭呢？很像很快回去。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you desire to go back quickly.
还是你真的很想留在这里，最好不要再走了。
Or do you truly want to stay and not leave?
我想每次我们经历主的恩典，我们里面真的是觉得十分的满足和快乐。
Every time we have received of His grace, we are satisfied and full of joy.
我们真是愿意主在这个末后的时代保守我们所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
We desire that in these end days that the Lord will protect all of us, brothers and sisters.
无论我们在哪里。
No matter where we are.
愿我们的心都向着主的自己。
May our hearts be toward the Lord Himself.
我们巴望能够很快地见到他。
We desire to see Him soon.
我们巴望我们所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹在那一天都在那里来欢迎我们的主。
We desire that on that day, all of us, brothers and sisters, would be there to welcome our Lord.
我们真是感觉这样的聚会何等的宝贵。
We truly feel that these meetings are precious.
所以我们也不知道以后还有没有，对不对？
So, we don't know whether we ought to continue.
希望没有了。
We hope that there won't be anymore.
那就是我们一同聚在主跟前。
Because then we'll be gathering before the Lord.
我们真是巴望他快回来。
We do desire for His quick return.
但是我们需要主坚固我们。
But we need Him to establish us.
让我们在今天这样一个末后的时代。
So that in these end days.
这是靠主的恩典能够站立得稳。
According to His grace to be able to stand firm.
并且行他眼中所喜悦的事。
And do that which pleases Him.
像历世历代这些爱主的圣徒们一样。
Just like the saints throughout all the generations.
在他们在世的日子，他们已经得着主的喜悦。
While they were alive, they had pleased the Lord.
所以愿主真是恩待所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
So may the Lord show grace on all brothers and sisters.
我们开头说还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, shall we read some of God's word?
请弟兄姊妹打开路德记。
Shall we turn to the book of Ruth?
我们先看第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十一节和十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是贤德的女子。我实在是你一个至近的亲属，只是还有一人比我更近。
Now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you whatever you ask.For all my people in the city know that you are a woman of excellence. Now it is true, I am a close relative. However, there is a relative closer than I.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
婆婆说，女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
Then she said, Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest until he has settled it today.
第四章
Chapter 4
我们要从第一节读到第十节
Verse 1-10
波阿斯到了城门坐在那里恰巧波阿斯所说的那至近的亲属经过波阿斯说某人呐、啊、你来坐在这里他就来坐下波阿斯又从本城的长老中拣选了十人对他们说请你们坐在这里他们就都坐下波阿斯对那至近的亲属说从摩亚地回来的拿俄米现在要买我们祖兄以利米勒的那块地我想当赎那块地的是你其次是我以外再没有别人了你可以在这你的人面前和我本国的长老面前说明你若肯赎就赎若不肯赎就告诉我那人回答说我肯赎
Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there and behold the close relative of whom Boaz spoke was passing by so he said turn aside friend "Sit down here." And so he turned aside and sat down. He took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." So they sat down. Then he said to the closest relative, "Naomi, who has come back from the land of Moab, has to sell the piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. So I thought to inform you, saying, buy it before those who are sitting here and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if not, tell me that I may know, for there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am after you." And he said, "I will redeem it."
第5节, 波阿斯说, 你从拿俄米手中买这地的时候, 也当娶死人的妻, 摩亚女子路德, 使死人在产业上, 存留他的名。 那人说, 这样, 我就不能赎了, 恐怕, 与我的产业有爱, 你可以赎我所当赎的, 我不能赎了。
Verse 5, then Boaz said, "On the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must also acquire Ruth the Moabitess, the widow of the deceased, in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance." The closest relative said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, because I would jeopardize my own inheritance. Redeem it for yourself. You may have my right of redemption, for I cannot redeem it."
第7节, 从前在以色列中要定夺什么事或赎回或交易，这人就脱鞋给那人，以色列人都以此为证据。那人对波阿斯说：“你自己买吧。”于是将鞋脱下来了。波阿斯对长老和众民说：“你们今日作见证，凡属以利米勒和基连马伦的，我都从拿俄米手中自买了，又娶了马伦的妻。” 摩亚女子路德为妻，好在死人的产业上存留她的名，免得她的名在本族本乡灭没。你们今日可以做见证。Verse
7. Now this was a custom in former times in Israel concerning the redemption and the exchange of land to confirm any matter. A man removed his sandal and gave it to another, and this was the manner of attestation in Israel. So the closest relative said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself." And he removed his sandal. Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses today that I have bought from the hand of Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech and all that belonged to Chilion and Mahlon. Moreover, I have required Ruth the Moabitess, the widow of Mahlon, to be my wife in order to raise up the name of the deceased on his inheritance, so that the name of the deceased will not be cut off from his brothers or from the court of his birthplace. You are witnesses today."
我们再看13节和14节。
And then verse 13 and 14.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与她同房，耶和华使她怀孕，生了一个儿子。妇人们对拿俄米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至敬的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名。”
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her. And the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer today, and may his name become famous in Israel."
最后22节,
Then verse 22.
俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
And to Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse, David.
我想我们还要读几处新约的圣经。
We need to read a few passages from the New Testament.
请弟兄姊妹看罗马书。
Shall we turn to Romans?
第6章。
Chapter 6.
第6节。
Verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
第7章第4节
Chapter 7, verse 4
我的弟兄们这样说来,你们借着基督的身体在律法上也是死了,叫你们归于别人,就是归于那从死里复活的,叫我们结果子给神。
Therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ, so that you might be joined to another, to him who is raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God.
哥罗西书,
Colossians
第2章,
Chapter 2
第13节和14节,
Verse 13 and 14
你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
When you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
我们已经讲过，在四世纪这个黑暗、败坏、堕落的一个时代中，
We have already spoken that during the dark and corrupt time of the judges,
神的儿女们在仇敌的权势底下过着一个悲惨的生活。
The children of God were living a very tragic condition underneath the hand of the enemy.
虽然神兴起一些士师对他们有一些的帮助。
Even though God raised up some judges to help them.
但是我们知道，那只不过是神暂时的一种作为。
But we know that this is only God's temporary work.
而神把他荣耀的心意，就是那个不改变的心意。
And we know that God has given us His glorious will, His unchanging will.
却借着路德记把它启示出来。
He has revealed it through the book of Ruth.
那虽然是一个小小的故事
，Even though this is a small story，
只不过是几个平凡的人
，And only through a few ordinary people，
但是他们却把神的心意完全的表达出来。
They have completely manifested God's heart.
他们不仅显明神的旨意
Not only have they shown forth God's purpose,
并且从他们的生活里面
But through their daily living,
我们看见了神工作恢复的路
We see the way of God's recovery.
有许多宝贵的恢复的原则
There are many precious principles of recovery.
那么这些不仅显在他们的身上
And not only have these been manifested from them.
今天神也让这些经历成为我们可以经历的
God has allowed these experiences to be ours.
所以我们讲过，在这一卷书里面主要有三个人物。
And so we have spoken that in this story there are three main characters.
一个是拿俄米。
One is Naomi.
一个是路德。
Other is Ruth.
另外一个是波阿斯。
And then Boaz.
那么这四章的圣经里面。
And so within these four chapters.
我们很清楚的可以看见。
We see very clearly.
在第一章里面。
That in chapter 1,
好像圣经是把我们的注意比较摆在拿俄米的身上。
God places our attention upon Naomi.
我们看见拿俄米怎样处在那一个荒凉可怕的世代中。
We see how Naomi lived in that time of famine.
因为她的丈夫的那一个妥协。
Because of the compromise of her husband.
也把她带到了摩亚地。
Had brought her to the land of Moab.
但是拿俄米呢一直维系他个人在主面前的这个属灵的生活
However, Naomi continued to hold fast to her life before the Lord
她是一个善良的人
She was a good person
她能够善待她的家人
And she treated her family well
但是她在信仰上面我们看见她是非常的稳定
But in her faith, she was steadfast and firm
所以因此在她两个媳妇身上显出了那个功效
And so we see the results of that in her two daughters-in-law
特别吸引了路德
Particularly attracted Ruth
让路德有一个坚决的心志愿意跟随他回到以色列地区
So Ruth had an absolute desire to go back with her mother-in-law
所以当拿俄米听见神开始祝福他的百姓的时候
So when Naomi heard that God was blessing her people
拿俄米就定义要归回
She decided to return
那么路德就跟随他一同回到伯利恒
So Ruth followed her to Bethlehem
我们知道这一幅图画告诉我们
We know that the story tells us
在一个大饥荒的时代
That in the time of great famine
神的儿女们呢要回到神的丰富的里面
For God's children we need to return back to God's abundance
在今天这个时代同样
It's the same for us today
我们基督徒要维持灵里面的这个饱足
For Christians to maintain fullness in our spirit
在基督里过一个富足的生活
To live a rich life before the Lord
这是非常重要的一件事情
This is a very important matter
我们讲到这不是一次或者几个特别的一个情况
This is not a matter that is for one time or just a special occasion
我们所需要是天天每时每刻活在这样的光景中
We need to live in this condition daily and moment by moment
我们要不断地从灵里面支取主的丰富
And continually we need to take of the Lord's abundance
就好像我们肉身
天天需要吃食物一样。
Just like our physical bodies, every day we need to eat.
我们一天需要吃三顿。
We need to eat three meals every day.
我们在属灵世上至少你要吃三顿。
Spiritually, you need to eat at least three meals.
你要天天享受主的恩典。
Daily enjoy of His grace.
我想可能在这个特会里面。
Perhaps in this conference.
这几天，也许有些弟兄姊妹灵里面觉得十分的饱足。
In your spirit, you have felt very full and satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你回去之后
when you go home,
在你平淡的生活里
in your common everyday life,
人就是要维持你灵里面的一个饱足
you need to continue in the satisfaction in your spirit,
只有这个饱足
only in this fullness,
给我们带来真实喜乐满足的生活
can truly bring you a life of joy and peace.
神喜欢他的儿女们吃的饱足
God takes pleasure in his children being full,
喜欢他的儿女们生的健壮
for his children to be strong and healthy.
我们不管外面的环境怎样
no matter what the outward circumstances are,
也不管今天地上的教会多么的荒凉
no matter how the condition of the church is in famine,
我们人就是可以从主那里领受这个丰富的
we still can take of the provision that God gives us.
圣灵不断地把主的话解开。
May the Holy Spirit continually open up His word to us.
让我们天天都能吃到粮食。
So that daily you can eat of His food.
天天从基督里面领受这个丰富。
And daily you take of the abundance in Christ.
这是我们从拿俄米身上神所给我们看见的一个重要的原则。
So this is an important principle that we see from Naomi.
那么在第二章第三章的里面
And in chapter 2 and 3
好像圣经把我们的注意力摆在路德的身上。
It's as if the Lord places our attention now upon Ruth.
我们昨天已经讲过
And yesterday we already spoken
这两章圣经
In these two chapters
说明了两个属灵经历的重点。
It gives us two emphasis on spiritual experience.
第一个我们需要有明确的引导。
First, we need to have a correct leading.
我们知道神会引导我们。
We know that God will lead us.
神也会借着许多比我们年长的弟兄姊妹引导我们。
And God will also lead us through older brothers and sisters.
这个正确的引导非常重要。
This right leading is very important.
因为只有正确的引导
Because only with right leading
使我们有确定的目标
will give us a sure goal.
使我们这一生的生活不枉然
so that our lives will not be lived in vain.
所以我们需要正确的引导。
So we need right leading.
不仅需要正确的引导
And not only
我们还需要像第三章里面所讲的
But also like what is spoken in chapter 3
路德怎样舍己
How Ruth sacrificed
她能把自己完全奉献出来
She was able to sacrifice all of herself
她顺从拿俄米的一个教导
And she obeyed and sacrificed herself to Naomi's leading She went to Boaz's field
并且呢躺在波阿斯睡的那个脚下
And lay at the feet of Boaz where he was sleeping.
我们说过这一幅的图画
We have spoken that this picture
说明了圣经中一个重要的属灵经历
It describes a very important spiritual experience.
也可以说是我们基督徒生命中最重要的一个经历
We can say it is one of the most important experiences in our spiritual life.
这幅图画那是讲到我们与基督同死的一个经历
This picture tells us of our co-death with the Lord
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们晓得主耶稣到地上来的时候
We know that when the Lord Jesus came to earth
他道成肉身他一生最大的工作最后是成就在十字架上
When he came in the flesh the culmination of all his work was upon the cross
特别是十字架的死
Particularly the death upon the cross
因为解决了许多人所不能解决的问题
Because it has solved all the problems that man cannot solve
如果我们读罗马书第六章第七章的话呢
If we read Romans 6 and 7
我们看见基督十字架的死至少解决四件重大的事情
We see that the Lord Jesus' death upon the cross solved at least four great matters
都是我们人无能为力的
These are things that is impossible for man
没有任何人能做到的
No man can accomplish it
那里第一个讲到十字架的死解决罪的问题
First off it says that the cross took care of the problem of sin
第二个呢是解决死的问题
Secondly it took care of the problem of death
我们都知道我们的主借着死败坏那个掌死权的魔鬼。
We know that our Lord through death had overcome he who is death.
第三个
Third,
解决律法的问题。
He took care of the problem of the law.
那么第四个
Fourthly,
解决我们败坏肉体的问题。
Took care of the problem of our corrupted flesh.
这是我们主耶稣基督在十字架上所完成的一个重要的工作。
This is what our Lord Jesus had accomplished upon the cross.
而罗马书第六章第六节告诉我们
And Romans 6:6 tells us
我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
Our old flesh has already been crucified on the cross.
所以对于我们这些蒙恩得救人来讲
So for all of us who have been saved by grace
这个同死的经历可以说是最大的经历。
So this co-death is the greatest experience.
因为我们借着同死 进入他为我们所完成的一切。
Because this co-death will enter into all that he has accomplished for us.
让基督十字架上所完成的事，在我们的生命中成为真实的经历。
Now all that Christ has accomplished has become our real experience.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
这个与主同死的经历
，This experience of co-death，
或者说呢，我们向着自己死的这种经历
，Or to say the experience of dying to ourselves，
可以说是我们基督徒生命中最重要的一个经历。
Is the most important experience of our Christian life。
所以当路德回去。
So as Ruth returned,
告诉她的婆婆,
and spoke to her mother-in-law,
她已经照着她所说的完成了这一切,
that she has already done all that she was told.
所以拿俄米就对她说,
and then Naomi said to her,
她说, 女儿啊, 你只管安坐等候, 看这事怎样成就, 因为那人今日不办成这事, 必不休息。
She said, wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest until he has settled it today.
这里讲到两件重要的事。
Here there are two important things.
是在与基督同死的经历上我们所能得着的福分。
These are two things that we can gain in the death of our Lord Jesus.
拿俄米说你既然做了这个事情。
Naomi said, now that you have done it,
那么就只管安坐等候。
Now, simply wait.
什么叫做安坐等候呢？
What does it mean to wait?
就是安息。
That means be at rest.
现在你什么都不需要做。
Now, do nothing.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
就是那人不办成那事，他必不休息。
That man will not rest until he has settled it today.
说明今天我们与主同死的经历叫我们进入安息。
That means that once we have entered into his death, we will now rest.
我们一安息，神就不休息。
And once we have rested, the Lord will not rest.
意思说你啊，如果不安息，神就休息。
Meaning, if you are not at rest, then the Lord will rest.
那么你是愿意，那个你不休息呢，还是让神不休息？
So are you wanting to rest, or do you want the Lord to rest?
这真是一个秘诀。
This is a secret.
弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉上，我们很多人不懂得这个秘诀。
In service, so many of us do not understand the secret.
今天我们知道，在侍奉上，神所要求的是安息。
We know that today in service, God requires rest. Because God is the one himself who accomplishes his work. He accomplishes his work in us. So the Old Testament priests, they all knew. Once they were to enter into the tabernacle to serve, they must know rest. If they do not know how to rest, then they cannot serve God. So I often will say to brothers and sisters,
侍奉上
Today in service,
你不安息就表示你把工作抓在自己手里。
If you're not at rest, then you are still grabbing a hold of the work in your own hands. If you're at rest,
就表示工作在神的手里。
Then the work is in God's hand.
所以你不安息就你在做自己的工作。
If you're not at rest, you are doing your own work.
你真正安息你就是做神的工作。
If you're at true rest, you're doing God's work.
所以今天在侍奉上
So today in service,
不是我们要忙，不是我们在忧虑，不是我们在这里忙乱。
It's not that we are busy and that we are worrying and doing many things.
我们所要学的最大的功课就是安息。
The greatest lesson to learn is to rest.
你如何安息呢？
How do you rest?
你只有与主同死。
Just co-die with the Lord.
你向自己死。
Die to yourself.
那么神就会做工的。
And then God will work.
这是多么重要的一件事。
This is such an important matter.
所以我们需要神给我们极大的恩典。
And so we need great grace from the Lord.
我想我再重复一下我从前一个小小的经历。
I want to repeat an experience I had.
比如说弟兄姊妹，也许你听过。
Perhaps you have heard it before.
我1975年到温哥华去的时候。
In 1975, when I went to Vancouver.
主给我一句很简单的话。
The Lord gave me a simple word.
就是呢，虽工作亦安息。
That is, even though you work, be at rest.
我就知道神的工作有一个记号叫做安息。
I know that in God's work, He has a plan called rest.
那么我到那里去什么呢？我就享受安息。
And so when I go there, I am to enjoy of this rest.
所以那些同工们很着急，他说我们应该卷起袖子，那么大家来苦干呐，来跑街上去跑啊。
And so many of the responsible brothers said that now we need to roll up our sleeves, we need to toil and go on the streets.
我说不不不，我们要回到主跟前。安静好好的祷告。
I said, no, let us return back to the Lord, quiet ourselves and pray.
所以有一个姊妹就告密，就把这个消息传到洛杉矶去。
And so a sister, she tattled on me and she took this news back to LA.
洛杉矶的年长同工们就不高兴。
And the elderly brothers in LA, they were not happy.
他说呢，我们把这个孙弟兄送出去是叫他做 missionary, 叫他苦干。
And the brother said, we have sent brother son to do missionary work, to toil.
结果呢，他跑到那里去休息去了。
But he went there to rest.
后来我呢查那个原文字典呢，安息就是休息。
And then when I looked it up, the original of Sabbath, that means it is to rest, because I had gone there to go for my Sabbath.
我对弟兄姊妹说,
I said to brothers and sisters,
现在这个世界已经是不安息的。
This world is not at rest.
我们有很多家庭里面也没有安息。
So many families have no rest.
如果我们跑到教会里面又没有安息。
If we run into the church and still have no rest,
我们比世人还多了一个不安息。
Then we have an additional unrest in addition to the world.
我们是不是比世人更可怜
呢? We're even more pitiful than those in the world.
如果我们的聚会充满安息。
So if our church is filled with rest,
就不需要做任何事。
You don't have to do anything.
它自然吸引人就来了。
Naturally will attract
it.中间就安息了。
Because when men come, they will be at rest.
曾经有好多弟兄姊妹跟我这样讲。
So many brothers and sisters have told me.
他说我本来以为没什么。
I thought it wasn't much.
但是进到聚会里，一坐在那里，哎呀，这个里面舒服得不得了。
But once I entered into the church, I sat down, I felt so comfortable.
所以哪里有安息？
Wherever there is rest,
哪里就有神的工作。
There is God's work.
所以那个聚会很快就到了好几十个人。
And so quickly there were many people.
后来那位年长弟兄看着他也不讲话。
And then when the elderly brother saw, they didn't say anything.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and
sisters, 神的工作的这个记号是安息。
A sign of God's work is
rest. 我们今天在工作上最难学的功课就是安息。
The most difficult lesson for us to learn is to rest.
而这个安息从哪里来？从你向自己死，经历与基督同死的经历。
Where does this rest come from? It comes from dying to yourself and experiencing the death of our Lord Jesus.
我好像是去年的。
I think it was last year.
有一个弟兄告诉我。
A brother had told me.
他说我有一个朋友，他是牧师，在加拿大。
I have a friend. He is a pastor in Canada.
现在他在聚会里面遭遇非常大的难处。
And in the church, he has encountered a very difficult problem.
夫妻两个痛苦万分呢。
And in their between him and his spouse, they have so many struggles.
他说呢，他们想要到西雅图来找你有点交通费。
And they want to have some fellowship with you in Seattle. Is that okay?
他们希望你能给他们点帮助。
And they hope that you can help them.
哎呀，我一听呢，我想我能帮助人什么呢？
And when I heard this, I thought to myself, how can I help? And I'm really afraid of hearing difficulties in the church. And the pastor had asked if whether or not I can give him 2 days' time. And I said, my Lord, I have to hear his problems for 2 days. How can I endure it? And he wanted me to give him a confirmation or permission that, so that he could take 2 days leave.
所以我就对这个弟兄说，我说弟兄算了，我说我做不到。
I said to the brother, no, that's okay, I can't do this.
我说我也很忙，两天听他讲我受不了。
Because I'm really busy too, I can't endure to listen to problems for 2 days.
那么过了几天之后啊，
After a few days,
那个弟兄告诉我，
the brother said to me,
他说他不管了。
He says he doesn't care anymore.
啊，他说呢。就是一短短时间，他也要来，他们夫妻俩就来。
Even if it's a short amount of time, he's still coming, and they came.
哇，来的时候两个人真是愁眉苦脸。
And when they came, their faces were so dark.
看见那个痛苦的样子。
And you saw their suffering.
那我们就请他到我们教会一个房间里坐下来。
And so we invited them into a room in our church building.
他两个就开始讲述他们所受的苦。
And so they began to recount all of their problems and sufferings.
当地的一个长老如何如何的逼迫他们。
And how an elder in the church was persecuting them.
为难他们。
And gave them trials.
讲的眼泪都要流出来。
And spoke until they wept.
他们呢，希望呢，从我这里能得到一点方法。
And so they hoped that they could gain a method from me.
他想，你侍奉主这么多年了。
Because you served the Lord for so many years.
你总有点什么方法对付这些长老。
You must have a method to deal with these elders.
你能不能传授点技术啊？
And so can you share some of your ways?
给我写几条啊？
And give me a few.
我可以回去对付他。
So I could go back and deal with them.
结果他们坐下来之后呢？
And after they sat down.
那天主给我的感动。
And the moving that the Lord gave me,
我就跟他们讲与基督同死的经历。
I told them the experience of dying with the Lord.
我说我们侍奉主啊。
And I said, when we serve the Lord,
我们最重要的一个是向自己死。
The most important is to die to ourselves.
所以我对那对夫妇讲，我说感谢主。
So I said to the couple, praise the Lord.
主给你们有很大的机会可以经历向自己死。
The Lord has given you a great opportunity to die to yourself.
哇, 他们两个眼睛瞪得很大。
And immediately their eyes were so large. They said, what kind of method is this?
啊, 我们是来找你, 你要告诉我们怎么样来对付这些恶人啊。
We came to look for you so that we know how to deal with these evil men.
结果你是叫我们自己死。
But you tell us to die to ourselves.
我就跟他们讲一点。
And so I gave them these experiences of dying.
哎呀,
and when I spoke on these things, I saw the change in their
哎呀,
faces. And gradually they began to smile.
整个紧张的事情也解,
so all of their anxiety, some of their anxiety went away.
那么后来呢,
and then after I treated them to a meal, I sent them off.
但是走的时候啊,
but when they left, but I could tell from their faces, they still had some doubt. They were thinking, is this for real? Can it work? But thank the Lord. To this day, I haven't heard any bad news. So perhaps it has worked. So brothers and sisters, in our services, we will encounter so many difficulties. The enemy will raise up so many difficulties beyond what we can imagine.
但是请我们记得,
but remember,
神有路,
the Lord has a way. God has already given us the way. The Lord Jesus, through the cross, has already destroyed and overcome all the works of the enemy, particularly Christ's death. The effectiveness of this work is beyond what we can imagine.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. We know that our old self has already been crucified on the cross. We just need to hold fast to the principle of this death. Enter into His power. And you will see the Lord will take care of all our problems.
在波阿斯的场上那段经历所说明的。
So this is what is illustrated by Ruth on the threshing floor of Boaz. This is such an important experience.
我们如果一个基督徒懂得死,
if a Christian knows how to die,
懂得进入基督的同时,
and knows how to enter into the Christ's death,
可以说地上没有任何的难处能难倒你的。
Then there is no problem that can take you down.
所以有很多时候啊, 这个就是夫妻吵架,
sometimes when there are marital problems and arguments,
要什么 counseling,
and they want counseling from me, but I don't know how to counsel.
我只会叫他们死。
I can only tell them how to die.
我说谁先死谁就赢。
I says, who died first? That person wins. Is that easy?
你知道吗? 谁先死, 家里就和平了。
Whoever dies first, there will be harmony in the home.
但是我们有夫妻难处, 我们知道这个死不大容易啊。
But we know that when there are marital problems for one to die is difficult. We know the doctrine. We still need the work of the Holy Spirit. And I myself had these experiences. There, we hit a problem. And then this, the logic from the Bible comes. I said, now I need to die. But then I can't die.
你知道那个要死不死呢,
when you're only half dead, it's even more painful.
感谢主,
but thank the Lord for His mercy. Because He is faithful. Through the Holy Spirit, He will bring
哇,
us into Christ's death.
死啊,
because once we have entered into His death, problems are no longer problems. This is our pursuit on earth today.
几年前呢,
a few years ago,
青年弟兄姊妹问我,
some young people in Hong Kong asked me,
他说你要叫我们快跑地跟随主,
you want us to run quickly after the Lord.
我们怎么样才能快跑地跟随主?
How do we run quickly after the Lord?
我上去的回答很简单,
so my answer was very simple.
我说你死得越快就跑得越快。
The faster you die, the faster you run.
谁死得快, 谁就跑得快。
Whoever dies faster runs fastest.
这是真实的。
This is true.
今天主已经把
the Lord has already given us such a precious truth. He has given us the best method. Through His most painful suffering of death, He has given us the best method. We just need to be connected to His death.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你就尽管坐下安息。
All you have to do is to sit down and wait. And then everything else is the Lord's matter.
所以我想, 关于这个真理,
so regarding this truth,
我们不能光把它当作一个道理来听。
We cannot only listen to it as a doctrine.
这个是每一个蒙恩得救的圣徒，你都可以在你的生活中来经历。
This is what every saint saved by grace can experience in your daily life. And you must experience it for real.
我们的主是借着他的死成全神的心意。
Our Lord, through his death, had accomplished the will of the Father.
我们也是借着与他的同死成全神的心意。
And also with his co-death, we also accomplish his purpose.
我们若不死，神就不能做工的。
If we do not die, God cannot work.
所以今天我们要知道，不是我们为神做工。
So it's not us doing work for the Lord.
我们是要让神在我们身上来做工。
We must allow God to work in us.
这个实在是一个重要的一个经历。
This is such an important experience.
特别在四世纪这一个大混乱黑暗的时代里面。
Especially in the very chaotic and confusing time of Judges.
一片的光景都是这么乱的时候。
It was a time of complete confusion.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
借着路德给我们看见这一条蒙恩的路。
Through Ruth, we see this way of grace.
今天无论教会在地上遇见什么情况。
So no matter what the church encounters today.
无论我们周围发生多少的事情。
No matter how many things occur around us.
如果我们站定与主同死的这个地位上。
If you stand firm upon this position of the Lord's death.
根本就无惧于外面任何环境的改
变。Then it does not matter how things will change.
一个人能在这样的光景中，人就享受灵里深处的安息。
And in this condition, you within your depths, you can enjoy of his rest.
神用他自己的手来做工。
And you will see God with his hand, he will do the work.
所以对基督徒来讲，
So to a Christian,
这个追求与主同死的经历是一个正确的追求。
Pursuing after co-death with the Lord is an accurate pursuit.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在第二章第三章里面，
In chapter 2 and 3,
从路德的身上，神给我们看见了属灵经历重要的原则。
We see the important spiritual principles from Ruth.
到了第四章的时候呢，
When we come to chapter 4,
圣经好像把我们的注意呢引到了这个波阿斯的身上。
Now the Bible turns our attention upon Boaz.
在这章圣经里面，波阿斯做的事情比较多。
And so in this chapter, Boaz does more.
那么这一章圣经里面呢，也讲到重要的原则。
And in this chapter, there are also important principles.
就是波阿斯所做的，第一个是赎。
And that the first thing Boaz does is to redeem.
第二个呢是联合。
Secondly, to unite.
只有借着这个能够最后带进大卫。
Only through this can David be brought in.
让神的旨意能够得成就。
So that God's purpose and will can be done.
我们知道基督在十字架上的这个工作。
We know that the work of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
其中有很重要一个点，在罗马书第七章里面让我们看见。
There's a very important point that is described to us in Romans chapter 7.
就是神为我们对付了律法的问题。
And that is God has dealt with the problem of the law.
那么波阿斯里面很清楚。
And in Boaz it's very clear.
在以利米勒的亲属里面。
In the closest relative of Elimelech.
还有一个人是比他更近。
There is another person who is closer than him.
而且按照犹太人这个律法来讲。
And according to the Jewish law.
那个人是最有权利的。
That person has most authority.
他是可以第一个先来赎。
He can be the first to redeem.
然后呢，才是轮到这个波阿斯。
And then next in line is Boaz.
所以波阿斯为着要为路德成就这件事情。
And so in order for Boaz to accomplish this matter for Ruth.
所以他需要把这件事情把它对付清楚。
He had to deal with this issue.
所以呢，他就开始来为路德来做事。
And so he began to do work for Ruth.
所以呢，他有一天就在这个城门口。
So that day he went to the gate.
那里讲说呢，这个恰巧呢，那个亲属经过。
And behold, it just so happened that that relative passed by.
当然我们知道这种恰巧都是神在背后的安排了。
And of course, these happen to coincidences. God is arranging it.
那么大多数读圣经的人呢，
For most who read the Bible,
他们都觉得说那个人是预表着律法。
That person, they would say, represents the law.
我们知道旧约的时代，
We know that during the Old Testament era,
被称作律法的时代，
It is the era of the law.
只有到了新约时代才被称作恩典的时代。
Only when we come to the New Testament time do we call it the era of grace.
所以神的工作呢，是律法在先，恩典在后。
So in God's work, first is the law, then it is grace.
所以对我们的经历来讲的话呢，
So according to our experiences,
我们最亲的是律法，
What we are most close to is the law.
然后这个才是恩典进来的。
And then grace enters.
所以我们看见这是一个重要的过程。
So we see this is an important process.
所以在旧约时代中，神首先把律法赐给以色列的百姓。
So we see in the Old Testament, God first gives His law to His people.
神看一看律法能不能解决人的问题。
God sees whether or not law can take care of man's problems.
能不能赎回神的百姓
？Whether the law can redeem back God's people.
律法只不过是神公义的要求。
However, we know the law is only God's righteous requirement.
律法能显明人的罪。
Law will reveal man's sin.
让人觉得软弱。
To cause man to feel weak.
确实不能救赎人。
It cannot redeem man.
我们知道律法是好的。
We know the law is good.
啊，旧约神把这个十诫和他的诫命给摩西。
We know that in the Old Testament, God gave the Ten Commandments and the Law to Moses.
我们知道是非常宝贵的一件事情。
We know that it is a very precious thing.
因为律法彰显了神的性情。
Because the law it manifests God's character.
那么神把律法给以色列的百姓。
And so when God has given the law to His people,
但是以色列是软弱的人。
Israelites are weak.
所以他们做不到。
So they cannot attain to it.
不是律法无能，是我们人无能。
It's not that the law is powerless; it is man who is powerless.
啊，我们不行。
We are unable.
所以，弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这四千年的历史啊
，In these 4,000 years of history,
神一直给律法一些的机会。
God is still giving law an opportunity.
但是最后证明呢，律法在人的这个救赎上面是无能的。
But then it confirms at the end that in this way of the law, man is impossible.
以色列人要在律法下被称义啊，那是非常非常不容易。
For the Israelites to attain to righteousness under the law, it is impossible.
所以。最后神结束旧约证明什么呢没有办法这个路是行不通的
So God concluded the Old Testament It confirmed that there is no way for this in this route
以色列当初刚刚得到律法的时候、啊、
And so once the Israelites as soon as they had received the law they were happy at first
我们能遵行
They said we will do it
结果呢
But
不仅没有遵行
Not only did they not do it
落在神的审判和咒诅
But they fell under God's judgment and cursing.
并且到了后来，这些律法变成了很严厉的一些的规条。
And then we see that these laws became very severe regulations.
把以色列人捆得死死。
And it was great bondage to them.
这真是一个很大的矛盾。
This is a great paradox.
是一个很大的讽刺。
It's a great problem.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers,
今天以色列人是被什么东西捆住了
？What is causing the Israelites to be in bondage.
是被神给他们的律法捆住了。
It is the law that binds them.
本来律法是应该带来自由的。
Originally, the law should bring in freedom.
结果呢，我们看见这个律法恰恰相反，把他们捆住。
But we see that instead, the law binds them.
这一直等到主耶稣基督来到地上。
Until our Lord Jesus came to earth.
他借着他的肉身的死。
And through his physical death.
他在十字架上。对付了律法的问题。
Upon the cross, he dealt with the problem of the law.
这是哥罗西书第二章所说的。
This is what it says in Colossians chapter 2.
十字架上除去了那些有碍于我们的字句。
Now, through the cross, he has cast out all of these certificate of death and decrees.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神借着这个路德记第四章波阿斯这个故事啊，来详细解释这件事情。
Through Boaz's story in Ruth chapter 4, he details this matter.
这真是非常的奇妙。
It is very amazing.
因为波阿斯要对付这件事是在城门口。
Now, when Boaz dealt with this matter, he went to the city gate.
那么是为什么在城门口
？Why was he at the gate?
说明了这个对付是一个公开的。
It says that this matter is something dealt with in the public.
他们不能两个私下了决的。
They cannot do it in private.
所以我们的主也是在十字架上公然的把这个。解决。
Our Lord also dealt with this problem on the cross in public.
啊，所以在罗马书第七章又解释这件事情。
And so Romans chapter 7 also describes.
他说我们本来是嫁给律法的。
It says there that originally we were married to the law.
哇，这个丈夫啊，可是严厉的不得了啊。
This husband is very severe.
啊，我看见有的姊妹们呢，嫁给那个丈夫很严厉。
Sometimes I see some wives because they have married a husband who's very severe.
这个妻子整天都是。非常的战惊恐惧。
Every day the wife is standing in fear and trepidation.
丈夫爱干净的不得了。
Because the husband loves to be clean.
啊，那个台子上有一点点灰，马上就骂人了。
As soon as he sees dust on the table, he immediately rebukes her.
啊，那个妻子多用了两毛钱，他也不行。
And if the wife uses an extra 2 cents, then that's not a problem too.
我见过这样的夫妻。
I have met couples like this.
那我们知道这个律法是更厉害的。
The law is even more severe than this.
我们嫁给律法，你整天都是战惊恐惧啊。
Every day, once you are married to the law, every day you're in fear and trepidation.
所以以色列人活在律法之下呢， 整天都是战惊恐惧。
And so every day for the Israelites under the law, they were in fear and trepidation.
在罗马书第七章里面讲什么呢
？And so what does it say in Romans chapter 7?
借着基督的死做了一个奇妙的工作。
And so now through the death of our Lord Jesus, He's done an amazing work.
神就使我们这些已经相信他的与他同死。
So that all of us who believing in Him are joined together with Him in our dead.
所以我们一死了就跟这个丈夫离开了。
And so once we have died, we are now separated from that husband.
就是说你也不能离婚的，不能用离婚的。
You cannot divorce. You we cannot.
你只能用死的方法。
You can only use the route of death. Only you can be separated through death.
那么死了之后呢
？Once you're dead,
我们在基督里又复活。
Then we are resurrected, made alive in Christ.
所以我们可以嫁给基督。
So that we can now be married to Christ.
这个丈夫蛮有恩典。
This husband is full of grace.
所以我们今天称我们的主为恩主。
And so that is why we call him our Lord of Grace.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神的一个奇妙的一个工作。
This is God's amazing work.
所以我们会看见啊。
So we see.
那么这个在波阿斯的这一段的故事的里面。
So in this passage in the story of Boaz.
解释了后来基督在十字架上所要完成的那些事情。
It describes everything that Christ had accomplished after the cross.
坐下来解决。
And he took care of it by sitting down. What does it mean to sit down?
就表明了不慌不忙。
It means that he is not in any hurry.
也不是草草率率。
And he's not doing it unintentionally.
并且呢，在这里是把他决心把它弄清楚。
But he's doing it and taking care of it in a deliberate manner.
感谢我们的主啊。
We thank our Lord.
他在十字架上的死啊。
His death upon the cross.
是死的，是绝对的死。
It was an absolute death.
所以兵丁用枪刺他。
And so the soldier pierced him through to see whether he truly died.
所以为什么主在十字架上也拒绝人用那个苦胆酸醋来沾他的？
So why did the Lord Jesus he reject when man offered him sour wine?
因为十字架的这个工作必须做的是确确定定的。
Because the cross must do an absolute complete work.
不可有一点点的里面的这个差错。
There cannot be no deviation or anything left undone.
那个痛苦是一点都不能减少的。
He cannot subtract anything from that suffering.
我们真是感谢我们的主，他是多么的爱我们。
We truly thank our Lord. He loves us so much.
因为他要为我们解决一些重大的问题。
Because he had to take care of some great problems for us.
这个就是坐下来解决的一个原因。
So this is the reason why he sat down to take care of the problem.
Boaz 请了十个长老啊，一同来做见证。
Boaz also asked 10 elders to sit down to be witnesses.
啊，长老是成熟的人。
Now elders, they are those who are mature.
是老练的人。
They are experienced.
那么，有许多读经的人觉得这个好像十个正好代表十诫。
And some Bible scholars say these 10 also look like they represent the 10 commandments.
所以，主的十诫只能证实。
So these 10 commandments can only be witnesses, can only request, but they cannot redeem or save us. But underneath law, this is completely lawful. So our God is one who condemns law. He also fulfills the law.
在属灵的事情上面呢，每一件事情都是要的按照公义的原则。
In every spiritual matter, it is according to spiritual righteous principles.
哎呀，这个实在是神莫大莫大的恩典。
This is God's great grace.
所以呢，因此呢，在这个他们的见证底下
，And so under their testimony,
波阿斯就对那个至近的亲属说
，Boaz now said to the closest relative,
你比我更有资格来赎以利米勒的产业。
That you have more of a right than me to take this inheritance. Are you willing to redeem it?
那个人说，愿意。
And that person said yes.
那么波阿斯说，但是你还要娶他的那个妻子，这个路德。
But then Boaz said to him, you must also acquire Ruth, the widow of the deceased.
他一听，哦，那不行。
As soon as he heard it, he said, oh, no, I can't.
他说，产业我是要的。
I want the inheritance,
这个人我是不能要的。
But the person I cannot take.
因为什么？你知道圣经多奇妙。
You know how amazing the Bible is?
这说明什么呢？
What does this illustrate?
说明呢，律法是对产业有兴趣。
It says that the law is interested in the inheritance.
但是律法却是不能接纳罪人。
But the law cannot accept sinners.
律法是用来维护神的产业的。
The law protects the inheritance.
但是律法对罪人来讲是无情的。
But the law to a sinner is emotionless.
这个摩押的女子路德，这根本就是被咒诅的，对不对
？This Moabite's woman Ruth, she is one who is cursed.
律法怎么能接纳她呢
？How can the law accept her？
她在律法的底下是十代都不能进耶和华的会。
Beneath the law, there is no generation of this people who can enter into His temple.
所以对律法来讲，断不能把那个有罪当作无罪。
So of course, to the law, you cannot call the sinful sinless.
我们知道，在律法之下没有人情可讲。
We know that underneath the law, you cannot speak of human emotions.
如果律法讲人情。
If the law was to accept anything,
那他就被称作不法
then it would be called lawless.
律法不能做这个。
So the law cannot do this.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
你有没有经过这个律法这个严厉的这个审判的过程
？Have you ever experienced the judgment under the law?
我有一次小小的经历。
I had a small experience once.
我不记得，大概是一两年前我从香港回来。
It was about one or two years ago when I returned back from Hong Kong.
我们都知道，从国外回来你要填表啊。
We know that once you want to come back, you need to fill out a form.
那个时候因为我眼睛不好。
Because my eyes were bad.
我没看清楚。
I didn't see clearly.
它那上面有一栏是什么呢？你住在哪里？你现在住在哪里
？There was a box that said your current address.
我就没看清楚，我就写了个 Hong Kong。
And I didn't look at it very clearly, so I wrote down Hong Kong. I didn't know that I wrote incorrectly. So when I went through customs, and so of course, when the customs, when they see us American citizens come back, they're all very courteous.
Welcome home.
At first they would say, oh, welcome home.
笑眯眯的。
They would smile. And I gave the form to him. He looked at the form.
立刻脸就拉下来。
Immediately his face changed.
因为他是执法的人。
Because he is a man of law.
哎呦，我看他这个变得真快啊。
And I saw, wow, his change was so fast.
刚刚还那么样的这个笑容可掬，怎么忽然一下脸就拉下来了
？At first he was smiling so quickly, his face straightened.
他说：“我问你，你住在哪里
？”He said, "Where do you live?"
我说：“我住在西雅图。
”I said, "I live in Seattle."
我再问你，你住在哪里
？He said, "I say again, where do you live?"
我说：“我住西雅图。
”I said, "I live in Seattle."
我说：“我住那里三十几年。”
I lived there for 30-some years.
我再问你
，He said, "I say again."
你住哪里
？Where do you live?"
哎呀，我奇怪，他为什么这样问我
？I said, "This is so strange. Why is he asking me this?"
我们两个在那里弄来弄去，弄了差不多快十分钟。
So back and forth about 10 minutes.
非常严厉。
He was so stern.
最后他告诉我
，And lastly, he said,
他说：“你看看你写的什么。”
He said, "Look at what you wrote."
他不过呢。我已经用红笔帮你画掉了。
But I already used a red pen and scratched it out.
按你这样写，我可以办你的。
According to this, I could prosecute you.
哇，我说这么严，这么严重啊
！I said, wow, so severe.
我眼睛不好，写错了吗？误写了吗
？I said, my eyes are bad. I just wrote incorrectly.
所以呢，那次回来叫我有一点一个感觉。
So when I came back that time, I had this feeling.
在律法之下
，underneath the law,
是无情的
，it is emotionless.
这个实在是一个可怕的事。
It is a very severe matter, terrible thing.
我们的神更是不会违反他的律法。
Our God will never go against law.
若不是主耶稣到地上来
，If the Lord did not come to earth,
他在肉身上为我们完成了律法。
And in His body, He had to accomplish, fulfill the law.
今天如果我们还活在律法的时代
，Today, if we still live in the time of the law,
做神的儿女，那就不像我们现在这么自由。
To be a child of God, then we would not be in such freedom.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们是何等需要主自己的怜悯
How much we need His mercy.
我们晓得律法不仅是非常对罪人非常严厉
And of course, the law is not only severe to sinners.
并且呢，律法成了规条之后，对我们基督徒来讲也成了很大的捆绑
But laws, once it has become decrees, it is also great bondage to us.
犹太人就是这样
It's that way for the Jews.
他们把神的律法变成很多的规条
They have made God's law into so many decrees.
所以以色列人的生活就被捆在各式各样 不同的这个规矩的情况里面。
So their daily lives are in great bondage to so many regulations.
本来是应该自由，结果不能自由。
Originally they should have freedom, but they have no freedom.
所以到后来呢，我们看见有的人呢，把这个律法带到了加拉太的众教会。
And then we saw that some people have brought the law into the Galatia church.
本来神的儿女自由的。
Originally they had freedom.
结果这些规条。规章进来的把神的儿女捆死。
But then all of these rules and regulations have bound them.
所以保罗非常气愤。
And so Paul was very mad.
保罗就写了加拉太书。
So he wrote the book of Galatians.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so、brothers and sisters,
我们知道这个律法的这个力量是非常大的。
We know that the power and strength of law is great.
一直到今天。
Even to today.
这个属地的以色列人。
For all the Israelites here on earth.
神的选民啊。
The chosen people of God. They're still under bondage to the law. They have no freedom.
保罗称这个叫做奴仆的轭。
So Paul calls this the yoke of slavery.
我们有一个弟兄啊，住在东岸。
A brother, he lives in the East Coast.
他住在犹太人的地区。
And he lives in the Jewish district.
他有一天告诉我一个很有趣的事情。
And one day he told me something very interesting.
因为犹太人呢，他们到现在还在过安息日。
Because the Jews, they are still going through Sabbath. They held fast to Sabbath. And their Sabbath is on Saturday.
这个安息日呢，是从礼拜五的下午开始。
And Sabbath for them begins in the afternoon of Friday.
也许五点钟以后就开始进入安息。
I don't know exactly what time, perhaps 5 p.m. they enter to Sabbath.
对面就是一家犹太人。
And so right across the street from him is a Jewish family.
平常他们也很熟啊，大家都是朋友。
And typically they're all very familiar, they're good friends.
有天呢，礼拜五晚上。
But one day, Friday night.
哇，他就看见那个对面那个犹太人满头大汗的跑来找他。
He saw that the Jewish neighbor came to him with his head full of sweat.
他就对我们弟兄说啊。
And he said.
哎呀，坏了，坏了。
He says, Oh no, oh no.
我今天回来晚了。
I've come home late today.
我忘了把家里的灯打开。
I forgot to turn on the light in my house.
你能不能帮我到家里去把灯打开？
Please go to my home. Can you turn on my light?
因为他们呢，犹太人知道，一进入安息日的时候，什么很多东西不能做。
Because once you have entered into the Sabbath, there's so many things you cannot do.
你就这么打开这么一个开关，就表示做工了。
Because as soon as you have turned on the light switch, means you have done work.
所以他们都是在那个安息的时间之前，先把灯打开。
So right before the time of Sabbath, they must turn on the lights.
礼拜五晚上，礼拜六整天亮。
So that it would maintain light through Friday night all the way through Saturday.
你只要碰那个开关，你就守了安息日。
Once you have not touched that light switch, you have held onto the Sabbath.
因为我们的弟兄是外邦人呢。
And because our brother is a Gentile.
所以外邦人去做就没关系。
So it's no problem for a Gentile to turn on the light.
所以他就找我们的弟兄去帮他看。我们弟兄呢跟我讲，哎呀，他说真是可笑的不得了。
And so our brother, he had to go turn on the light for his neighbor, and he told me it's so, it's such a joke.Because they are such pious Jews.
他们在律法底下要求这么严格。
Under the severe regulations of the law.
按照我们想啊，你就偷偷的开一下，什么关系呢？
To us, just secretly flip the switch.
不然用个什么竹竿敲一下嘛，就是也可以了，对不对啊？
Or use a pole and just hit them with a pole, but no.
我看他满头大汗的。
He was sweating because he was so nervous.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神是要以色列百姓过这样的生活的。
Does God want His people to live in such a way?
神给他律法，本来叫他得自由。
He gave them the law so that they could have freedom.
所以使徒雅各告诉我。
And so the Apostle James tells us.
他说那使人自由之律法。
The only dead people can be set free from the law.
结果呢，变成犹太人最大的一个困扰。
But now it is the greatest bondage
for the Jews. 所以我们这时候看见这个至亲的亲属产业是可以要，路德。罪人不能要。
So we see that for this closest relative, he wants an inheritance, but he cannot accept Ruth.
其实在旧约里面实在是有预格的恩典。
However, we do see that there are exceptional grace in the Old Testament.
我们知道波阿斯的妈妈就是拉合。
We know that Boaz, his mother is Rahab.
所以在旧约其实有破例的。
And so in the Old Testament, there are exceptions.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他的心。总是充满爱，是充满恩典。
His heart is always full of love and grace.
所以到这个时候，这个至亲亲属他就只好弃权。
And so at this time, the relative he had to let go.
所以，律法弃权。
And so now that the law has let go.
基督带进恩典的时代。
Now ushers in the time of grace from our Lord.
律法不弃权。
Now that the law lets go.
恩典的时代还进不来。
Without him letting go, then grace cannot enter in.
我看见神在。时代中的这些作为真是 非常的奇妙。
So we see that God's work throughout the ages is incredibly amazing.
不，你弃权的话，你要做一件事情。
Now for you, once you have let go, you have to do something.
要脱鞋。
What do you have to do? You have to remove your sandal.
我们知道在《生命记》第二十五章里面记载这个故事。
We know that in Deuteronomy 25, it records this story.
那么当一个人娶了妻之后，
Once a person who has married a wife,
他没有后裔，结果他死了。
Once they have no children and he dies,
那么他的弟弟呢要起来娶这个嫂嫂。
The younger brother must marry the sister-in-law,
为哥哥立后了。
So that there may be a name
如果这个弟弟不肯的
话呢, for the older brother. If the brother refuses,
啊, 那么他们就要到长老跟前。
They must come before the elders.
要做件什么事呢?
What do they do?
如果这个弟弟要把鞋脱下来。
The brother must take off his sandal.
然后这个嫂嫂就脸上吐吐沫。
And the sister-in-law can spit in his face.
啊, 这个叫做脱鞋之家, 是吧?
This is the house of one who has no sandal. This is the rule in the Bible. And so they use this matter for many matters.
所以到这里，这个亲属必须脱鞋。
And so here, the relative, he had to remove his sandal.
脱鞋什么意思？
What does it mean to remove his sandal?
就从此之后，你再也不能踏进以利米勒家的产业。
It means from now on you can no longer set your foot upon Elimelech's inheritance.
但在这里呢，没有吐痰。
But here there was no spitting.
因为什么？
Why?
律法是不可以羞辱。
Because you cannot shame or curse the law.
你知道圣经的记载啊，每样事物呢，这个背后都有圣灵的手在那里做。
So behind everything that is recorded in the Bible, we see the Holy Spirit's hand is doing his work.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么这个时候开始，我们看见波阿斯就可以把这个以利米勒家的所有的产业都赎回来。
So now we see Boaz can redeem all of Elimelech's inheritance.
不仅土地，连人也赎回来。
And not only the land, but he could also redeem the person and redeem all.
那么，我们从这个故事里面可以领悟到。
And so from the story we can understand.
今天主耶稣在我们身上也是。
It is the same for our Lord Jesus in us today. He has redeemed us all.
不仅我们人,
not only our person,
我们所有的产业都被赎回,
all the inheritance he has redeemed.
今天我们不太能懂得这件事情。
Today it's difficult for us to understand this.
有一天主回来了,
one day when the Lord returns,
你知道你在神面前所蒙的恩典是多么的浩大。
Then you will come to understand how great is our Lord's grace.
在旧约圣经里
面, in the Old Testament,
神有一个很奇特的一个定规。
The Lord has a very special arrangement.
当神带领以色列百姓进迦南地之后,
and after God has led all of his children into the land of Canaan,
每一个家都有产业。
Every family, they have their own inheritance.
哇，有的人呢，没有好好的管理产业，把产到最后产业卖掉。
However, some people, they did not take good care of their inheritance. They sell it.
把儿女卖了，把自己也卖了。
They even had to sell their children and themselves.
给他们定了一个规矩。
And so God has a rule for them.
每四十九年过去，有一个禧年，第五十年一个禧年的时候。
After 49 years, when the 50th year of Jubilee has arrived.
所有卖掉的人也好，土地也好，统统可以赎回。
After all that has been sold, whether it is man or land, it can be redeemed.
是免费就可以赎回。
It can be redeemed for free.
这神定规的这件事情。
And so in this rule that God has set,
弟兄姊妹们，这里面包含了神极大的恩典。
In it is God's great grace.
在新约时代中同样。
It is the same in the New Testament time.
每一个蒙恩得救的人，神都给你有产业。
Every child of God, you have an inheritance.
今天你看不见。
Today you cannot see it.
但是你是已经有产业。
But you have an inheritance.
所以我们的诗歌里面唱说我如今已经成为富豪啊。
And so that is why in our hymns we sing that I have become rich.
哇，你还不知道你有很大的产业呢。
Do you not know of your great inheritance?
到有一天你就知道了。
One day you will know.
不过今天呢，神使基督成为我们里面的产业。
Of course today Christ is our inheritance.
那么有很多基督徒呢，在地上没有好好跟随主。
So many Christians today, they do not follow the Lord well.
结果我们像那些卖掉产业的人。
And then we will be like those who sell their inheritance. But we thank the Lord. One day God will allow you to redeem it. Particularly when you enter into eternity. Our Heavenly Father will give back to you all that you have in eternity. It's hard for us to imagine this grace. So sometimes when I read about this in the Bible, I'm so happy. So that's why I really desire for him to return quickly. Not only can I meet my Lord, I can see my inheritance. I want to see what my Heavenly Father, what he has prepared that inheritance is.
这个赎是一个很大的一个 个恩典。
So this redeeming is great grace.
今天对于很多基督徒来讲
，To many Christians，
我们只注重救恩，不知道救赎。
We only pay attention to salvation. We don't know about redemption.
我们知道神主不仅救我们，神还要赎我们。
We know that God not only saves us, but He redeems us.
我们你看波饼聚会的时候，很多弟兄姊妹常常祷告，哇，感谢你救了我。
So many brothers and sisters pray during table meeting. Lord, thank you for saving me.
感谢你带领我脱离仇敌的手。
Thank you for setting me free from the hand of the enemy.
感谢你用血洁净我。
Thank you for cleansing me of all my sins from with your blood. Thank you, so I could be a child returned home.
这个祷告是好的。
This prayer is good.
是对的。
It's right.
但是你还没有看见后一半的东西。
But you haven't seen the latter half.
啊，我们的主不仅救，他要赎。
Not only has the Lord saved, He has redeemed.
所以他付重大的代价。
So He paid a great price to redeem us.
所以我们要满心感谢我们的主。
So we thank Him with all our hearts.
当波阿斯做完这件事情之后啊
，So after Boaz has done this matter,
他也得着他的一些本族这些长老们对他的一个称许。
He received the praises from the elders.
啊，他们为他们欢喜。
And they rejoice with him.
啊，他们在这里给他们的祝福是什么呢
？And what is the blessing that they have given him?
愿耶和华使进你家的这女子像建立以色列家的拉结和利亚二一样。
They said, May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, both of whom built the house of Israel.
那么，波阿斯娶了路德。
Now Boaz, he married Ruth.
是为了建立神的家。
In order to build God's house.
我们知道雅各从这个拉结和利亚呢，还有他的婢女生出十二个儿子。
We know that Jacob, with his wife Rachel and Leah and other concubines, he had born 12 sons.
在雅各的身上
，In Jacob,
成全了神在亚伯拉罕身上的那个应许。
Accomplished and perfected the promise of God to Abraham.
神应许亚伯拉罕要建立一个家。
God did.Promise that he was going to establish a house for
him.
And so the house of Israel was built up in
Jacob.
So not, this is not only the blessing for the Israelites on earth today. Here is revealed a very important thought. Because in God's eternal purpose, he has a thought that he wants to build his house.
所以神建立我们个人的家，也就是为着神的家。
So God building up our individual homes, it is for His house.
这个长老们的这个称许是非常重要的。
So this praise of the ten elders is very important.
我们必须明白一件事。
You must understand.
神建立我们的家是为着神的家。
God establishes our homes for His house.
今天我们感觉到在神的百姓中，这个感觉好像。不太浓厚。
We feel that among God's people, this feeling is not very deep.
我早年蒙恩得救的时候
，When I was saved in my early years,
我感觉我们这个聚会里面这个神的家这个意味非常的浓厚。
The atmosphere of God's house was very rich and deep.
就好像以色列的千万个帐篷啊，围绕着会幕一样。
Just like the tens of thousands of tents surrounding the tabernacle.
会幕才是中心啊。
The tabernacle was the center.
我们的家不是中心。
Our home is not the center.
今天在基督教里我们搞反了。
In Christianity today, it is opposite.
我们是拉神的家来帮助我们的家。
We use God's house to help our homes.
我们以我们的家为中心。
Because our homes are the center.
神如果祝福我们就感谢赞美。
If God blesses us, then we praise and thank Him.
神如果不祝福我们就发怨言。
If God does not bless us, then we complain.
变成了我们的家变中心了。
And then our house becomes the center point. Brothers and sisters, no.
是以他的家为中心。
God wants His house to be the central focal point.
什么时候会幕的光景正常的时候
？So whenever the condition of the tabernacle is normal.
千万以色列百姓就是神的祝福。
Tens of thousands of Israelites were under God's blessing. Then our homes will be blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
因为我们必须知道神建立我们的家乃是为着神的家。
We know that God builds our house; it is for the sake of His house.
所以这个很重要。
So this thought is very important.
并且呢，神要使他得亨通得名声。
And then He will gain a name.
啊，以法他伯利恒。都是大卫的故乡。
And then, because Ephrathah and Bethlehem is David's hometown.
然后他们说呢，要向叫你像这个犹大从他玛士生法勒斯一样。
And then your house will be like the house of Perez from Tamar bore to Judah.
我们知道这创世纪里面，这在整个以色列历史上，这已是个不光彩的历史。
We know that in all of Israelite history, in the Old Testament, the story is not a very good one.
啊，这个他玛，他 是犹大的媳妇啊。
We know that Tamar is Judah's daughter-in-law.
这是犹大犯了一个很大的错误。
Judah had committed a grave sin.
结果呢，生出了法勒斯。
And then bore Perez.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
神为什么保留这件事情
？Why did God keep this matter？
并且他把它摆在他的家谱当中。
And also kept it in the genealogy.
这就是神向我们显明他极大的怜悯。
It shows us that God is giving us great mercy.
就是神要从咒诅变为祝福。
That is to change us from cursing to be blessed.
是不配的变为配。
From the unworthy to change it to be worthy.
因为按照路德来讲。
According to Ruth,
她不仅是外邦女子,
not only was she a Gentile woman,
她是摩亚的女子,
she was a Moabitess,
她是一个被咒诅的,
she was one who was cursed.
所以呢, 这些长老们就用这一段的, 过去的历史来为他们祝福。
So the elders used this past history to bless them.
因为他们也看见神的怜悯。
Because they also saw God's mercy.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, 就
着路德的蒙恩来讲,
for Ruth's salvation,
都是我们所有外邦人呢, 我们蒙恩得救的一个。
It is also the story of all of our Gentile salvation.
我们原来是被咒诅的,
Originally, we were cursed and unworthy.
但是主的救恩在我们身上来了一个大逆转。
But now, the Lord's salvation has changed everything.
结果呢，使我们呢能够配得神的恩典。
So now we become worthy of His grace.
弟兄姊妹们，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a precious matter.
所以呢，这个波阿斯娶了这个路德做妻子。
So now that Boaz has taken Ruth as his wife.
圣经讲。神很快叫他们就生了一个孩子。
The Bible tells us that very quickly they bore a son.
结果呢，俄贝德被生出来了。
Obed was born.
这个俄贝德一生出来之后呢
？After Obed was born.
首先最得安慰的就是拿俄米。
The one who received the most comfort was Naomi.
所以我们知道，一个人如果全心为着主。
So we know when one is wholeheartedly for the Lord,
主绝不会亏待你。
The Lord will never shortchange you.
我们的神从来不欠任何人。
God does not owe anyone.
你如果有点心爱主啊，
if you have a heart to love him,
你为主摆上了一些，
and you sacrifice some for him,
神一定是给还你。
The Lord will most certainly repay you.
所以这个俄贝德生出来了。
So once Obed was born,
叫这个拿俄米最得安慰。
Caused Naomi to receive the most comfort.
看见以利米勒家终于有了延续。
She saw that the line of Elimelech now can continue.
那些妇女说啊，他将来会侍奉你啊。
And the women they said he later will serve you.
现在有人给你养老了。
And now somebody can serve you in your old age.
并且还能够提起你的精神。
And also give you energy
and life. 拿俄米啊，这个名字叫做甜的意思。
Now we know that the meaning of Naomi is sweet.
但实际上她过了很多年苦的生活。
But we know that she had lived many years of bitterness.
回伯利恒的时候啊。
So when she returned to Bethlehem,
人家说这不是拿俄米吗？
They said, "Aren't you?"
不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉。
Aren't you Naomi? She says, "No, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara."
实际上我是很受苦的。
Because I have gone through so much bitterness.
感谢主，我们知道多年呢她是没有精神的。
We thank the Lord for so many years she had no life.
这一下俄贝德一出来。
But now Obed was born.
这个拿俄米脸上就有光彩了。
Now Naomi's face shone.
她终于从阴暗的光景中走入光明。
She has come out of darkness into light.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Now brothers and sisters,
在我们与主联合的生活里面
，In our life of union with the Lord,
如果能有生命的结果出来
，If there is a result, a fruit of life,
带给人最大的一个喜乐和安慰。
It will bring great joy and comfort to people.
他们这些人称赞这个路德。
So all now praised Ruth.
你这个儿妇太好了。
They said that now this grandchild, he is wonderful.
哇，比七个儿子还好。
This daughter-in-law is better than seven sons.
弟兄姊妹们，你不能光羡慕别人。
Don't just admire others.
是吧？他们这些妇女们羡慕他。
These women, they admire them.
这么好的个媳妇。
They said you have such a good daughter-in-law.
我也看见有很多弟兄姊妹家得到好的媳妇，他很高兴。
And I have seen some families when they have good in-laws, they're happy.
真的，有的媳妇比儿子还好。
Some daughters-in-law are better than the sons.
我不要讲我家。
Don't speak of my family.
我家很好、啊。
Of course, my family is good too.
我不能夸口。
I cannot praise or boast. Thank the Lord.
终于让我们看见这个拿俄米把这孩子抱在手中。
Now when we see Naomi holding the child.
啊，她也甘心乐意做她的养母。
And she gladly became his nurse.
啊， 好好的养育这个孩子。
And took care of this child.
真是一个喜乐的结果。
This was a very joyous result.
甜美的结果。
It is a very sweet ending.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
啊，这个俄贝德呢，就做了大卫的祖父。
And so Obed became David's grandfather.
那么我们从开头的时候就跟弟兄姊妹讲到。
And so from the beginning, we have shared with brothers and sisters.
路德跟拿俄米和波阿斯
Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz
在他们有生的年日
While they were living
他们没有能看见最后的那个结果
They never saw that final result
许多读经人告诉我们说呢这个路德记很可能是撒母耳写
Ruth, there's many who read the Bible say that Ruth possibly could have been written by Samuel
那么撒母耳是一个把大卫引进来做王的一个人
And Samuel was the one who brought David in as king.
也是借着大卫建立以色列国度的一个人。
And was one through David established the kingdom.
所以他们没有看见这个后果。
And so they never saw the final result.
但是呢
，But
神已经把他们放在这个有福的光景里面。
God has already placed them in the condition of being blessed.
所以我们说在旧约的圣经里面
And so in the Old Testament,
从亚伯拉罕到大卫
From Abraham to David,
这是一条直线
This is a straight line.
说明神的心意
Illustrates God's will.
这是神心中所要定规的
This is what God has set in his heart.
并且这个也成了后世以色列百姓侍奉的一条准绳
And has also become a plumb line for serving God.
所以我们感谢我们的神
And so we thank our God.
虽然他们没有看见他们最后的结果
Even though they never saw the final result.
但是他们在神的旨意上做了重大的贡献
But in God's will and purpose, they had done much.
我们再说
We say again.
在世世的时代里面
During the time of the judges.
一片的荒凉和黑暗
It was complete darkness and confusion.
而这一般在神百姓中间看起来算不得什么的一般人
And this group of people who seemed like they amounted to not much
他们真是一些小人物
They were very small characters
非常的平凡
Very ordinary
但是他们却得着神从创世以来在他荣耀计划中所要得着的那个荣耀
But they received the glory that was already from before creation
这个对于今天我们来讲是何等大的鼓舞和激励
To us, it is such an encouragement
尤其今天我们看见地上的教会
So even today, as we see the condition of the church
好像处在一个世世的时代
As if it is in the condition of the judges
是有恩赐的人 也不少
There are many of those who have gifts
有才干的人也有
Many of those who have
有的人也很有
skill
很有知识
And have much knowledge
好像比较起来我们实在算不得什么
And in comparison we are not much
但愿主把我们的眼睛重新是转回来注视路德记
May the Lord again turn our eyes to pay attention to Ruth
因为这个路德记会给我们带来极大的鼓舞
Because in Ruth, it will bring us much encouragement.
神既然能用路德这样的人
God can use a person like Ruth.
能用拿俄米这样的人
Can use a person like Naomi.
能用波阿斯这样的人
Can use a person like Boaz.
神也可以用你用我
He can use you and me.
我们的家也可以照样的能够蒙这个福气
And our families can also receive this blessing.
重要的是我们要活在神荣耀旨意的这条线上
Most importantly is that we must live according to the line of God's will.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我深深地感觉到
I truly feel
今天我们如果能谨守像路德记这里的所给我们这些原则
If we truly are holding fast to the principles that Ruth gives us
而处在四世纪这个背景里我们是有福的
And live under the background of the judges Then we are blessed
但是我们知道在这条路上
But we do know that upon this road
充满了试探和引
Are filled with temptations and trials
太多的影响
So much influence
我们很稀奇就是你看这个拿俄米的家
We're amazed Look at Naomi's family
他们不受任何事实的影响
They were not influenced by any of the judges.
因为一开头路德记讲在世事秉政的时候国中遭遇大饥荒。
Because right at the beginning we see that in the time of the judges, a great famine had come.
圣经从来也没记载他们得了什么事实的帮助。
The Bible never records that they were helped by a judge.
他们就是这样简单地活在神跟前。
They simply lived before the Lord.
所以神从来不轻看 那些爱慕他的人。
So God never looks lightly upon those who love him.
我再说，我们算不得什么。
I say again, we do not count for much.
但是神可以用平凡人。
But God can use ordinary people.
所以求主使我们这些平凡人。
So may God use us ordinary people.
我们能够效法这些平凡人的榜样。
And copy the examples of these ordinary people.
能够活在主的跟前。
To live before him.
啊，我从年轻时候蒙恩得救。
From when I was saved and when I was in my youth,
我就觉得我自己是一个很平凡的人。
I've always felt that I'm a very ordinary person.
虽然我早年侍奉主的，我也羡慕过那些大恩赐。
Even when I served the Lord in my young earlier years, I admired those who had gifts.
我也像他们一样的有这么大的恩赐。
I wanted to be like those who had great gifts.
但是一直到今天，我觉得我还是很平凡。
But even to today, I'm still so ordinary.
感谢主，虽然平凡，你不要轻看自己的平凡。
Even though you're ordinary, don't look lightly upon yourself.
圣经中用了很多平凡人。
The Bible uses so many.
So
I really like to read the stories of these who are ordinary.
因为我一读他们，我里面就得安慰。
Because when I read about them, I'm comforted.
我一看见摩西啊，我就自卑。
When I look at Moses, and I
我看见保罗，我也不行。
And I can't even look at Paul.
有一个年长弟兄这样告诉我们。
An elderly brother once told us.
他说：“你这一辈子，不管你怎么样的追求，你也赶不上保罗。
No matter how you pursue, you can never catch up to Paul.
那就是没希望。
There's no hope.
但是呢。神把路德摆在我们跟前。
But the Lord has given us Ruth.
哎呦，我们就看见有希望了。
Now there's hope.
把拿俄米摆在我们面前。
Now he gives us Naomi.
有希望。
There's hope.
啊，所以呢，路德记是给我们带来最大希望的一本书。
Ruth is a book that gives us the greatest hope.
特别在黑暗的时代。
Particularly during the time of darkness.
主给我们开了一条明确的道路。
God has given us a very clear way.
真的，主快回来。
He has almost returned.
弟兄姊妹，你不要轻看你的自己。
Don't look lightly upon yourself.
也不要轻看你的家庭。
Don't look lightly upon your family.
但愿圣灵常把路德记这幅图画摆在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit often give this illustration into our hearts.
在暗中的生活里。
So that in our life in secret.
好好的跟随主。
That we would follow the Lord well. And love Himself.
我们要走在。主心意的这条线上
and walk upon the line of His will.
坚持在这条线上
hold fast to it.
无论外面情况怎样改变
no matter how the environment outside changes,
不改变神的道路
we will never change from His way.
不改变神的引导
never change from His leading.
所以这次呢，主给我的负担
and so this time the burden that the Lord has given to me.
我和弟兄姊妹们一同交通路德记
I have sharedfrom the book of Ruth.
因为我深深地感觉到
because I truly feel
今天我们所处的时代
that the age that we live in
太像四世纪的时代
it is so much like the time of the judges
而主回来的日子这么迫近
and his return is so near
我们应当怎么样活在他跟前
how ought we to live before him
愿我们在这里所做的
may all that we do
能够对主的再来真的具备有催促的一个力量在里面
May it truly have the power to hasten his return.
如果是这样，那就有福了。
If it is like this, then we are blessed.
那么主回来的时候
，Then when he returns,
我们就可以欢然的去接受。
Then we can welcome him.
愿主用这些话作为我们里面的一点的激励和鼓舞。
May the Lord use these words to encourage us.
我们请低头再去祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with all our hearts.
你怎样拣选路德
？How you chose Ruth?
拣选拿俄米
？And chose Naomi.
拣选布阿斯
？And chose Boaz.
在那样一个荒凉的时代中
，In that time of famine and desolation,
能为你做美好的见证。
They bore a good testimony.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
这一段的历史。
In this amount of history,
对我们不仅带来极大的鼓舞
not only has greatly encouraged us,
也给我们看见恢复的原则
but it has also shown us the principle of recovery,
看见恢复的道路
and the way to recover,
让我们知道如何活在你的跟前
so that we would know how to live before you.
主啊，你在十字架上已经完成了一切
Lord, you have accomplished all upon the cross.
不需要我们再做些什么
You do not need us to do anything.
唯愿我们知道如何连于你的自己
so that we would know how to be united with you.
让你的死成为我们的死
May your death be our death.
让你的复活成为我们的复活。
May your resurrection be our resurrection.
让我们天天在你里面过着 富足的生活。
So that every day we may live in abundance and riches.
使每个弟兄姊妹都过得健康。
So that every brother and sister may live in health.
过得明亮。
And live in light.
过得满足。
And live in fullness and satisfaction.
主啊，我们不管外面的环境怎样改变。
Lord, no matter how the environment outside changes.
愿我们活在你的跟前。
May we live before you.
主，我们也知道你会成全这个心愿。
Lord, we know that you will accomplish this.
你怎样在那个年间引导这般平凡的人
？How you led these very common people?
今天你也能带领我们这些平凡的人。
You are also able to lead us ordinary people.
我们愿意把我们和我们的家都交在你的恩手中。
We're willing to place ourselves and our family into your gracious hands.
求你祝福。
Please bless.
我们再把感谢、赞美、爱戴都归给你。
We again give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.